Clone. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, inviting you to stay tuned and walk along with us on our Summer 2009 Israel Tour. We trust you can feel you are a part of this seminar tour as we walk the Holy Land and consider its biblical past, its political and prophetic present, as well as its prophetic future. Let's see where we are today. Come along with us now. Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and coming to you today from Peter's house, the headquarters of Jesus' ministry when he was in Capernaum. He stayed at Peter's house, and we're there, the black basalt square are the rooms of the house. There you'll see the door of the house. It would have been a large house. Peter was a well-to-do man, and Peter, of course, had room for the master to stay there with him. And I don't know, maybe some of the others. So we've just been to the synagogue, and we're reading now from Luke 4, verse 38. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Now this is here, and somewhere here he ministered to her. Now, when the sun was setting, why when the sun was setting? Shabbat is over. When the sun was setting, all they that had sick were sick with divers diseases, brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Devils came out of many, crying, "You are the Messiah, the Son of God." He rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew not that he was the Messiah. And when it was day, he departed into a desert place. But now we're going to go back to what happened right here. And this is in Capernaum. He's at Peter's house. Capernaum, this is chapter 2, Mark. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. What house? Peter's house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. What word? I'm sure about healing. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Mark Hankins said, everybody needs four crazy friends. This man who was sick of the palsy had four crazy friends. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. People heard of him from everywhere. And it says in the last verse of chapter 1 that it was in every quarter. They came to him from every quarter. And there were huge crowds around here. They couldn't get in, so they went to the roof. And when they had broken it up, they left the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. It was some kind of a thatched roof, not so hard for them to break up. And they broke up the roof, and they let him right down into the room. When Jesus, faith has action. Faith does. It does the word. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart. But Jesus said, verse 9, "What easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or arise, take up your bed and walk?" And that men might know he had the power to forgive sins, he said, "Kum." Command word to rise. "Kum," take up your bed, go your way into your house. And immediately the man sick of the palsy arose, took up the bed, went forth with them, and everyone was amazed and glorified God. So we are here. We are for sure that he was here. As Guy, one of our guides, said, we're not so sure every place that we can tell you which mountain around here was the Mount of Beatitudes. We think we know, but these are spots that we surely know. And you are standing at Peter's house, and we want you to take a good look at Peter's house. And while you do, Guy, come on up here and tell them about the layout, or either one of you, tell them about the layout. But you all look while he's talking. Don't just look at him, because other groups are going to come. Let people up close by the fence so they can see the outline, the rectangular outline. Tell them what they're looking at over here.
Well, you are looking now at what was removed from a floor of a Byzantine church. Had you come here 50 years ago, this was just a ruin of a church that collapsed. You know, they were together with the entire destruction of the place. And for the scholars, you know, for archaeologists and historians and church people, it was a very big question and dilemma. Where was this Capernaum that is so often mentioned in the scripture? And suddenly they started to dig out after when everything was covered and buried under the mud and the floods that buried the place. They started to dig out relics from the buildings here, and so was the mosaic floor of this church from about 17 years. Let's not forget that it took another 300 years before Christianity becomes a formal religion and churches were built in an open way. And that's when this church was built. So they figured if a church was built in such a proximity to the synagogue, there must have been a reason why it was built right here. One day, the head of the church here and the monastery decided to remove the floor and to dig further down. And here he found where, you know, in the inner part of this octagonal, and the octagonal they may have to do, you know, because some buildings were found shaped in an octagonal, which means maybe they are relating to the Beatitude, the eight most important Beatitudes of the preaching of the Sermon on the Mount. So they removed this, and then they found that there was an inner part of it, and in the middle of the inner part there was a foundation stone with this name Peter marked on it. So that's what leads them to believe that this is the place, and if so, then again I will repeat what I said before. The only place in the old earth that you can pinpoint at the place that Jesus spent time in his earthly life. And this is the place. A church was built, and it was finally, even Billy agreed, that at the beginning when we saw this being constructed, we say, how come they are ruining the site? But later on, we all agree that it is now suspended so people can relate while they are praying on top with the house of Peter underneath.
Now, the churches date back to the time of Jesus' apostles. The 12, after that, the earliest church that met here would have been the very earliest ones. And they have markings in there that were very early. The church never used the cross until the time of Constantine as a mark. So that's going to be like in 300-something-somethings, 350. So before that, they used a fish. They used an anchor. And so they have found, I've forgotten which one of those markings. I think it's the anchor they found in here. They found the anchor and the fish. So that takes us right back to after the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, that there was a church here. They met here. Probably, you know, they came up here. Peter still lived here when he was out there fishing. And Jesus met him and made bread and fish upon the fire. This was still his house. And Jesus was resurrected at that time and had already, and then was not many days until his ascension. So this is where Peter lived, and this is where Peter lived after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
And if you pay attention to the ruins on this side, you see this will be the ruins of the people's homes. You know, they were narrow, there were no garages and storage places, so no wonder that when they needed for all kinds of gatherings, social gatherings and religious gatherings, they will go to places. And no wonder that when they went from their village, from their homes, this is only a small part of, you know, this is because this was... The place was big, only today the church owns only this part which is walled today around. There is another beautiful place. I'm sure everybody paid attention to the red domes over there. This is a Greek Orthodox church over there, also a very beautiful one. So when you can imagine when people are coming, even a small number, maybe 200 or 100, can be already a very large crowd. So there was no way, but they had to break the roof and to lower the sick people down to the place where Jesus was inside the room. So it was a very exciting moment there.
All right, we invite you now to see Peter's house. We're standing now where the church has built directly over a room below, which just in my own thinking, I'm thinking that this could be his room, the master area, maybe the courtroom, I don't know, but for some reason they chose this place. And so I believe we're going to take you to the Temple Mount. We're going to take you to Shiloh, where the Ark was for 369 years. And I can tell you, there's a residue of the Shekinah glory in those places. And this, the glory of God, it says he revealed. And there's a residue here of even his earthly walk. And of course, we believe and know that now. I can remember when I was a little girl, my grandfather, I was very little, and my grandfather said to me, a very wise grandfather, he was a judge and he was a wise man. He said, which is more important, health or wealth? And I was thinking, boy, if I had wealth, I mean, I'd buy me the best bicycle there is and I'd do this and I'd do that. And he said, no, if you have health, you can enjoy wealth. But if you don't have health, you cannot enjoy wealth. And so it says he went about doing good and healing. And healing and health are of importance now as they were then. And that was the dinner bell that brought them. It says that he preached the good news of the kingdom. And we'll talk more about this when we go to the Mount of Beatitudes. He was offering an earthly kingdom, and those were its earthly rules. And of course, the earthly rules of the kingdom and earthly blessings of the kingdom indeed included health. So you're now up in the same position where the guys were that took the roof off. Today, you can see down through the plexiglass. But they were here, and they took the roof off, and they let the man down on the pallet who was sick of the palsy, and he saw their faith, the faith of the four crazy friends, the faith of the man who let them. Can you imagine if you were sick, and they said, now we're just going to let you down here on a rope, right in the middle of that mass of people down there. He had a lot of faith, too. And of course, it paid off. And then his fame went all around, up towards Syria, down toward Jerusalem, everywhere. And I'm sure the thing they most talked about was the healing, the divine healing. And so I say, while you're in this area, believe for some of that anointing that's still here to come into you. And as we go on the sea and as we go on all the other places, just as a little, like a point of contact, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to my faith, be it unto me. And so, from Kafir Na'um, we are going to be saying shalom, shalom to our radio listeners, and we'll invite you to be with us tomorrow as we're walking through the land. And maybe next time you can come with us to the land. Perhaps this will put a hunger in your heart to be with us. But right now, from this holy place, we say a very silent, let's do it quietly. Let's say a silent, shalom, shalom. Balahitrot.
Did you feel you were there? I hope so. Watching the fig tree, Israel, is a key to understanding what's going on in the world today. On a previous tour, we made an Israel documentary DVD suitable for television. It helps you see the political ins and outs and how they can flow with God's plan for Israel or how they can fight against it. This one-hour high-quality DVD is available for $30 plus shipping. Now here's a second offer. It is a very elementary study of the Hebrew language. You will receive 5 DVDs of Billy Brim teaching elementary Hebrew along with a 10-page study guide. This package is available for $50 plus shipping. If you would like both offers, the Israel documentary and the elementary Hebrew lessons, you may have them for $70. To order, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Billy Brim. Shalom.